CEPEDA's goal is to make Ohio State an inclusive place for all.
For students of color, oftentimes there are subtle messages that may create sort of an unwelcoming space, or that signals indirect messages that make them feel they don't belong. And so when they're in their dorms and when they're in their classroom, they're always one of very few. So the Latino students have expressed a very strong desire to have a safe space, a space where they can go and find each other easily, where they feel affirmed, where they feel they don't have to always explain where they're from or what their language is or what their background is or why they think the way they do or what, you know, what have you. That is the single greatest challenge. There's not any office on campus that says, we're here for Latino students. The Multicultural Center has one staff person who is an intercultural specialist and works with a lot of the Latino student programs. But it's not like a center where the students can just go and know they can just drop in and find other students. The other thing that the students tell me is that they're over-programmed. Like, they have way too many things that they have to do, places that they have to be. And if we all keep coming up with new scheduled programming, then we're competing with one another to get participants, people to come. So I don't want to put more burdens on students. But we need to find ways to bring students together, find ways where they can connect with each other and connect with faculty that won't be an additional burden or, you know, challenge for them to fit into their schedule. Another concern that the students have is they feel that they always have to explain themselves. So our staff at Ohio State have very little to no exposure to Latinos. And especially today, in these days, we have very loud messages in the media that present Latinos as, well, there's stereotypes, undocumented, uneducated, bad hombre, right? The term that our president has used. That's the only information that many of our staff have about Latinos. A, they aren't equipped with the knowledge they need to adequately respond to the needs of students or communicate so effectively with them. It's not that there's a language barrier, but being able to communicate is a different, you know, it's much bigger than that. One colleague had contacted me out of concern that a student had written to her that she moved to Ohio to spend 1 year with her father. And she moved here from Puerto Rico. And she decided to stay and ended up spending the next 6 years here, graduating from high school, and now she's enrolled here at Ohio State. Well, my colleague was really concerned that this person was here without proper documentation. The student was from Puerto Rico. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, but, you know, if folks don't know that, if they don't know a lot of the basic things about our community, it can make it really challenging. We put a lot of burden on students to sort of explain themselves and give our staff and faculty the information they need in order to adequately serve them. And it's not fair.